Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is a portion of the gospel lesson this morning, specifically verses 1 and 2 and 7 and 10, which read, "And to him were drawing near all the tax collectors and sinners to hear him. And both the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. Jesus said, I say to you that thus there will be joy in heaven over one sinner repenting, more than over 99 righteous ones who have no need of repentance. Thus I say to you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner repenting." This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Dearest ones in Christ Jesus, I firmly believe with all my heart that each and every one of you, especially these little ones down here, I know that at some time in their life and in your life, you played hide and go seek. I don't have to describe the game, do I? Hide and go seek. You all know how to play hide and go seek. We all know that the object of the game is not to be found. The one who isn't found is the one who wins. Not so within the kingdom of God. This morning, Jesus tells us two very famous parables, which is actually just one parable with two separate examples. The parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin. It's a parable that each of you know quite so well, just like you know how to play hide and go seek. So today, instead of talking about the parable per se, let's get down into the weeds. Let's dig deep and take a more spiritual look at what Jesus is teaching us today. Jesus begins in verse 1 and 2. "And to him were drawing near all the tax collectors and sinners to hear him," to hear him. "And both the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them." Now you know why we just sang the sermon hymn. Just who are these sinners of whom the Pharisees object to? Well, the text tells us that they are tax collectors and sinners. They are the ones who refuse to honor the Pharisees and to observe their over-the-top laws. These are the people of ill repute, the people who rip off the people, the tax collectors. They are the people who find no forgiveness in the heart of the Pharisees and the scribes and the religious leaders. They are the immoral ones who you can never associate with. They must be kept at a distance, or they must not be seen at all in society. They are the religious outcast. They aren't the ones worthy to come and stand before God. You see, the Pharisees and the scribes and the chief priests and the leaders of Israel, that's exactly what they would do. They would avoid the sinners and the tax collectors. They would avoid them at all cost. In reality, it was the Pharisees, the religious leaders, the scribes who were the ones who were really lost. For they are the ones who were not drawing near to Jesus and hearing him. You see, the scribes and Pharisees, they would never, ever rejoice over the repentance of a sinner. They could only bring themselves to grumble about what Jesus was doing with these sinners. With all due respect, dear ones, we also are no better off than the Pharisees and the scribes and the tax collectors and the sinners. There are modern day Pharisees and scribes even in the church today. And they are equally yoked to their own self-righteousness, their own self-imposed legalisms. As a preacher, I hear it quite often. I really don't have to come to church. A Christian doesn't have to come to church. No, I'll read my Bible at home and I'll believe that way. Go to church? Are you kidding? I don't need to do that. I'm a Christian. That's a Pharisee. I don't have to pray. After all, God hears me, and I don't have to fold my hands and bow my head and close my eyes and say amen. That's a modern-day Pharisee. I don't have to receive the gifts of Jesus, especially in the church. He has really nothing to give me. It's I who give to Him all my work and all that I do. After all, I have no problem telling others about what I do. That's a modern-day Pharisee. I don't have to repent. You see, I don't have to repent because I've never done anything wrong. I've never committed adultery with any man or woman. I've never stolen anything. I've never killed anyone. I've never said anything wrong about anyone ever. I've never coveted my neighbor. I've never coveted his wife or her husband. I. That's a modern day Pharisee. Jesus says, I say to you that thus there will be joy in heaven over one sinner repenting more than over 99 righteous ones who have no need of repentance. Notice how Jesus begins what he tells the scribes and the Pharisees and everyone listening to him. I say to you is a command. This is law. You better be listening, because what I'm going to say to you will save your life or it will condemn you into eternal condemnation. You know, it's always important to have someone's attention. Our Sunday school teachers know this. Without the attentions of the children, how can they teach? It's the same with Jesus. He always had to get the attention of the scribes and Pharisees because realistically, dear ones, they were actually blind and deaf. They didn't want to hear what Jesus had to say. And they were seeing all that he was doing, but they couldn't quite understand. They couldn't understand and see that he was truly the Messiah. So Jesus always had to get their attention. And how does he do it? By telling them parables. You see, the 99 righteous ones, these are the scribes and the Pharisees, who in their own self-righteousness, in their own vanity, conceit, foolishness, they think they're okay. They think they've done enough. They think they can keep the law. They think. And that's the problem. Instead of thinking, they should be repenting. Did you notice in verse 4 what the good shepherd does? He goes out and he finds that one little lamb and he leaves the other 99 in the open country. That's how it's translated on your bulletin insert, open country. That's not how it's translated from the original language, though. The original word means the wilderness, a place of desolation. You see, Jesus leaves the 99 righteous ones. He leaves them in their hypocrisy. He leaves them in their sin. He leaves them in the wilderness where they will certainly die. When we hear of wilderness, what do we think of? The Jewish nation, after they sinned against God, they wandered 40 years in the wilderness. Jesus went into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. During Passover, the chief priest, the high priest, was required to anoint the scapegoat and send it into the wilderness where it would certainly die. You see, the wilderness is always associated with death, with evil, with the devil. Notice that the 99, they remain in the wilderness. They remain out there where there is no hope, where there is no forgiveness, because they refuse. They refuse to hear the Lamb of God who has taken away their sins. They refuse to repent of their sin and to be cleansed from their sin. They refuse because they think that they can do it all by their own merit. My friends, this is a deep, deep issue within the church today. Solomon was right when he wrote to us that there is nothing new under the sun. There were Pharisees then, and there are Pharisees today. People who in their own self-righteousness think that they can please God by their own works, by their own merit, by what they do. My friends, they are numbered amongst the 99. And unless they repent, they will be cast into the lake of fire that was reserved for the devil and all his evil angels. For there is no forgiveness. There is only death and destruction and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yet the one little sheep, that one little sheep that repents and turns from its sin, that turns from its evil, God will have mercy on that one little lamb. The word for repenting in our text this morning, in the Greek, it is a present active durative participle. Now, I know for you English majors here in our congregation, you may know what that means. But I know that there are very few who knows what a durative participle in the Greek language means. This means this: one who is repenting and repenting and repenting, an action that never stops. It keeps going and going and going. The life of a Christian, your life as a Christian, is always one of repentance and of repenting and of repenting, of turning away from sin, of turning away from evil, of turning away from the evil one and turning towards your God and coming before Him and listening to Him as He says to you, "My dear little lamb, you agree with me that you are a sinner. Therefore, I will have mercy upon you. And because of the blood of the Lamb, your sin is washed away." Because of your repentance, true repentance from your heart, true turning away from evil, from your sin, and turning towards God, there is great joy in heaven. Did you hear what Jesus said? There is great joy in heaven over one sinner who is repenting. That's you, and that is me. And right now, there is great joy in heaven, for all of your sin has been washed away. Yes, Jesus is happy because of all of these children, and all of His children are here present to hear Him and to hear what He has done for them. Thus I say to you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner repenting. Your good shepherd has found you, dear ones. He found you in the waters of holy baptism, and He continues to seek after you. He continues to hear you. He continues to forgive you. He continues to have mercy upon you. He continues to feed you, to nourish you, to keep you in the one true faith. This is all His work, never our work. He came to find you. He came to save you from all your sins. Yes, Jesus has found you, His dear little lamb, His precious lost coin. And He has shown in you His light, the light that shines from you, the very light that drives away the evil. And as He, O Lord, as we know, O Lord, You come to Your children and You save them. And because, O Lord, You do this great work, there is great joy in heaven. So we close with these words. In His grace, mercy, and love for you, your good shepherd has found His little lambs. And in His love for you, He cares for you right now. For you sinners set here, and you hear Him. And what you hear from Him is this: He who is faithful and just will forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That is a merciful, gracious, and loving God who, in the repentance of a sinner, is ever overjoyed that you are His dear little lamb. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.